Start with the battle over here. That was pretty interesting. You had Harrison and going against Smalley. I know, first off, I know Smalley's been dealing with a little bit of a knee issue. He's okay, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it was a minor thing. You know, it was, he fell down and, hit it on the ground. He's fine.
But talk about this battle. That was pretty impressive. You specifically called for that one, Harrison and Smalley.
Yeah, RJ Harrison, is a young man out of Georgia that's come in and done some tremendous things for us. And obviously, Jerry Smalley comes with, pretty big credentials. Obviously he's committed to the University of Kansas. And, we expect him to play that way and be a leader for us this way. And, I wanted to see, a young athletic guy that's been doing some good things in pass rush go against, our top dog, on the edge there. And it was a good battle, and I think Jarek, got the better of him. I think that's gonna be an ongoing battle all season between those two. It'll be fun.
And obviously, you smile being the quarterback and the offensive guru over here. You got that guy on your offensive line.
Yeah, it helps, especially to a quarterback's blind side. And he's the left tackle is as vital a position on a football team as there is. So Jarek is a guy that we're expecting to step up, give us tremendous leadership, and that's why we expect out of him every day.
We've talked about the defense, but the defensive line, we'll get to that here in a second, but how about Mr. Weens making a couple of big plays during the we'll call it a little mini scrimmage.
Yeah, he's, Trevor Weens is as athletic, a player as we have. He's as probably as athletic as a safety as there is out there, and considering he's standing right next to Sam Green, that's saying quite a bit. He's as fast as any guy we have on the team. He's as quick, and he can jump as high as anyone, and I thought we had a touchdown, and it was one of those guys where, in one of those plays where, sometimes, they just out recruited you and have a better player. And that was the case there. Trevor Williams made it just an unbelievable play. Came out of nowhere, caught the ball over his shoulder, I think did a pirouette in the air. He's pretty amazing.
Defensive line, and not that, you're expecting things, especially when you first put the full pads on, but no run game, mainly because what's that front seven was doing.
Yeah. I mean, our front seven, it's obviously, our entire defense is led by, Alex Neuschafer and Dalton Gans, and, their leadership and their talent is, both at very high levels, and they got the defense rolling. Defensive line, we're young, but, we got some playmakers in there. Pedro Padron has stood out for us, and Big Ben Harper is a big guy that we're seeing come on a little bit. He's about 6'6", 330 pounds. So, we really need him to get going. And he caused some disruption in the middle there. So, it's good to see those guys make some plays. And, kid out of Hutch, Nathan Fairbanks, have been doing a nice job for us. So, we got some young guys stepping up. We got a young man by the name of Tyler Gastineau, right here in Western Kansas, doing some good things. So, we're excited about that group. But obviously, just like every position on the team, we got a lot of work to do.
All right, last thing, with the quarterbacks, it looked like Gomez had maybe the best day. I know LaSalle was perfect in 7-on-7, but, boy, Gomez made some really nice throws.
Yeah, Alex Gomez, he's coming along every practice. After the first practice, I was a little concerned. But Alex is a young man that's really talented. He's a fantastic athlete. He was, just a tremendous athlete in everything he did in high school. And, I'm not seeing, any letdown here. He's coming on every day. He's focused. He's as a diligent young man as we have in the playbook and asking me questions. And, a guy with that athletic ability and that work ethic, good things can happen.